This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends, and your host, Cheryl Fritz.
Good evening again, everybody. I'm Cheryl Fritz with Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS. With me now on the line, Andy Hetzel, who is Vice President for Corporate Communications at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Good evening, Andy. How are you?
I'm great, Cheryl. How are you doing?
Very well. Thank you for joining me this evening. Now, we're going to try to get through this lawsuit. There's some action in the courts that is happening today. Specifically, Blue Cross Blue Shield filed a motion in district court in Detroit today seeking the dismissal of the antitrust lawsuit brought by the Department of Justice, U.S. Department of Justice, and Michigan Attorney General. That is what happened today. Can you back us up just a little bit and give us where this comes from?
Sure. I'll try my best in the short time we have. essentially, what this comes down to is that the Federal Justice Department is suing us for alleged violations of antitrust law over a contract provision that we use to ensure that our customers get the best possible pricing at Michigan hospitals that they see as a barrier to competition. It's called a most favored nation clause. It's fairly negotiated between Blue Cross and about half of the hospitals in Michigan, not all of them, but half of them. And what it does is it guarantees that Blue Cross will pay the lowest possible price for the services that are rendered in those hospitals for our members. We see this as a way to control healthcare costs and keep the cost of insurance within reach for consumers.
They're very concisely done. So what was the motion that you filed in Detroit today?
We filed a motion to dismiss the lawsuit on two grounds. One, that it was inadequately pled. To adequately plead an antitrust suit, the federal government has to allege specific harm in specific products in specific markets in Michigan. What they've done is more of an omnibus approach. They've alleged general harm, and they haven't put the specifics into their pleading that are adequate to support an antitrust case. That's more of a technical motion that we made. The second thing that we put into our motion is that Michigan Blue Cross is unique in the state. We are regulated by state law. We're regulated uniquely by a 30-year-old statute, which makes us part of the healthcare fabric of Michigan and the healthcare financing system of Michigan. And there is a 70-year-old Supreme Court precedent, sorry, I lost my word there, that protects entities like Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan that are chartered by and heavily regulated by states. It's a protection that ensures that states can regulate their own insurance markets and that we believe is applicable to how we're regulated.
I see. Now, I, in reading over information sent to me, Jeff Rumley, who is Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan Vice President and Chief Legal Counsel, he basically is quoted here saying this: the litigation doesn't make any sense.
I think what he's referencing is the inadequacy of the pleading.
Exactly.
They're being very general in their pleading. They're lumping in a whole bunch of hospitals across the state of Michigan that are in different geographic markets that are facing different challenges related to their market areas into one allegation. And that is inadequate to plead an antitrust case in the federal courts. And that goes to why we moved today to have the judge dismiss the lawsuit.
I see. Where do we go next with this, Andy?
The federal government responds to our motion in the middle of January, and then the court will consider both sides and then make a determination whether or not the case proceeds.
I see. Is there anything else you would like to add on this? It's kind of a complicated issue.
Very complicated because it involves a lot of attorneys, Cheryl.
And, boy, do I know about that.
Trying to make it as simple as I can. Essentially, what this comes down to is Blue Cross tries very hard to keep prices as low as possible because that goes to the heart of our statutory mission in Michigan. We are regulated by a law that requires us to do what we can to control the escalating cost of health care and enable access across the state for our members. So we're going to use every legal tool, and these clauses are legal, by the way, and courts have found them to be, every legal tool to drive savings for our customers at the point of service in Michigan hospitals. We're going to continue those efforts. We think that they're right, and we think that they're consistent with our mission, and that we know that they're legal.
Very good. Very good. Well, it's a complicated issue. Andy, we appreciate getting this information today, and I certainly appreciate you coming on and helping to clear it up a little bit for us, for us lay folks who aren't attorneys. I appreciate you putting it into words we can all understand. Again, Andy Hetzel, I'm sorry?
I'll be happy to come back anytime, Cheryl.
I am fairly certain I'll be calling you again as this process moves along. Thank you so much, and have a great evening, Andy.
Thank you. You too.
Again, Andy Hetzel, Vice President for Corporate Communications with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, trying to help us clear up a kind of complicated issue. We'll be back in just a bit with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS. Coming up, another very interesting gentleman, Mike Jarecki, from the ammo dump in Williamston, who's teaching classes in personal protection and concealed weapons permit. I think you'll find him very interesting. We'll be right back.